And here's a brief from China. Coffee gains ground in China's tea-growing heartland. A dozen international coffee experts shuffle around a long wooden table, pausing at each steaming cup, heads dipping and sniffing deeply. Then the raucous slurping begins. In the wings, coffee farmer Yang Fan watches intently as the judges circle, awaiting a verdict on her latest crop of beans. China may be the spiritual home of tea, but it is fast developing a reputation as a top coffee producer. This tasting was a side event to the first ever Pure International Specialty Coffee Expo in China's southwestern Yunnan province, which ran this winter and drew more than 1,000 attendees, including industry aficionados from across the globe. Coffee has huge potential in China, says Li Ying, who swapped her life working in private equity investment in Beijing to grow coffee in Pu'er 5 years ago. The young generations prefer to drink coffee in their offices much more than tea. Still, Pu'er remains synonymous with tea. This bustling town near the Laos border is surrounded by undulating green hills scored with tea plantations. It produces an eponymous variety of tea, considered one of China's most refined. But the region's temperate climate is also perfect for growing Arabica coffee. And as China's fast-living millennials move away from traditional tea in favor of the invigorating jolt of coffee, Pu'er's farmers are catering to the demand. Yunnan accounts for 98% of China's coffee harvest, with half coming from the mist-shrouded landscape around Pu'er. Today, China is the 13th biggest coffee producer in the world, rising from zero output 3 decades ago to 136,000 tons annually today. In April, Seattle's annual Specialty Coffee Expo decided to showcase China as its portrait country of origin. It follows on the heels of Starbucks launching its first single-origin Yunnan coffee last year after 8 years of partnership with Yunnan farmers. With global coffee prices at record lows, Yunnan farmers are processing beans in bespoke ways to create distinct flavors and aromas, allowing them to enter the market of specialty coffee. At current coffee prices, I can't even feed my family, says the farmer Yang. My only way out is to produce specialty coffee to make the best coffee beans. That means letting beans dry in their cherries, thus imparting a wild fruity flavor via environmental fermentation, or allowing them to honey in their sugary inner mucilage layer, which adds a subtle sweetness. Back in the tasting room, Yang awaits the expert's verdict on whether all that extra effort was worthwhile. If I told you this was Colombian or Panama coffee, nobody would argue with me, says Samuel Gurrell, CEO of Pu'er's Torch Coffee Roasters, as Yang breaks into a huge grin. It's a great example of how Chinese coffee is evolving.